Canadian-based Centre for Women in Business and the Nova Scotia Business Incorporated have been forging ties with Jamaican entrepreneurs. Representatives from the organizations were recently on the island on a trade mission. Ian Boyne caught up with some of them and spoke to Lisa Harewood, Tanya Prisk, and Laurie Sinclair.
Lisa, we start with you. We want to explore the business relationships between Jamaica and Nova Scotia, and more particularly between Jamaica and Nova Scotia Business Incorporated, which you represent.
Nova Scotia Business Inc. is a Crown corporation, and we help companies in the province export, and Jamaica is one of those markets that we've been coming here probably every year for the last 8 years. We know that the Jamaica Exporters Association have their export month, usually in June, so we try to align our missions with that event. And in the past, we've been fortunate enough to be involved as a sponsor and have our delegates attend and really meet with the business persons in Jamaica at that, and even develop those relationships outside of meetings, but in a networking environment. Just building the relationship, not even just one-sided sales or export, but looking for strategic partners in market in Jamaica to go after projects that might exist here, but are also beneficial for Jamaican companies.
Tanya, you're executive director for the Centre for Women in Business in Nova Scotia, based at the Mount St. Vincent University. Tell us about the importance of your trip to Jamaica and the importance of the link between your organization and our female entrepreneurs.
It's very important for us to build a link for women who we support in the advancement of their businesses. And we look for opportunities for them to export their products or services. And really the reason for us being here in Jamaica is to help build those alliances and those connections, not only for the women that we work with, but more importantly for the Jamaican women to have opportunities to build a strategic alliance, perhaps with a company in Canada, and look to export into that country. And I guess the other piece of why we're really here is to look for opportunities to share our 22 years of skills development that we've built with organizations here. So programs that we have, such as our Blueprint Series for startups, our Advanced Management and Mentoring Program for the growth businesses, we've perfected these programs, and we're looking to collaborate and share to help women build the successes that we've seen in our province.
Give us some tips on startups, because one of the features of small business is the high rate of failure. And therefore, it is crucial that people going into business, particularly women, know what are the things to avoid and what are the critical things to do. Your take, Laurie, on the crucial issues involved in startups.
What we have found in our efforts of working with entrepreneurs in Nova Scotia, Canada, at the Centre for Women in Business, is that, first of all, an entrepreneur establishes a viable business model that meets a need in the marketplace, that has identified a problem, if you will, that a solution is required for. Once that's established, then we have found that it's necessary to define a vision or a roadmap, which often is called a business plan, as to how you're going to deliver the solution to that problem. And then all of the pieces that need to become part of that delivery. So the financial management or the financial literacy piece, not just focused on transaction processing, but more critically focused on good financial decision making. Mm-hmm. Always important to have some competitive advantage that you can offer as a business owner that excels beyond what your competitors are doing, that solves that problem that has been identified in a better or different way. And then it becomes about how you execute the efficiency of making it all work. So all those other pieces, how do you allocate your limited resources, whether they be financial resources, human resources, physical resources, how you roll out your business over time. And one of the key reasons why we've chosen to come to the Jamaican market and bring the perfected programs that Tanya mentioned is because we've had significant success helping business owners establish all of what we just discussed, and then take that viable business model and scale it to meet the vision of the profitability and economic security that's important to them.
Representatives from the Canadian-based Centre for Women in Business and the Nova Scotia Business Incorporated speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.